Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Let's start with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is...
It's early in the morning.
Just a little early in the morning.
Okay, so what's the good news?
Today is Thursday.
What's so good about that?
What's so good about it?
The week
is almost over.
Almost over.
How long do you think a week is?
A week is a very long time.
Oh, I've had a really long week.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
So let's get back to work.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
Yeah, it's almost over.
Yes, it is.
It's Thursday morning, Carla.
Oh, like that. Next in line, baby. Next in line.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:04. Looking forward to the weekend after surviving yesterday.
I know. I already have the bendy stretchy pants on for the weekend. Oh, it's good to be over 40. I'll tell
you're
you, it's
to
good
rock,
to be over 50,
you?
Man. Morty, that's what happens when you get a little older. It's bendy stretchy pants.
Can't wait.
Oh,
Carla's
man.
Ready to go out and party.
Yeah. You like that? You like that?
Get me out of a ticket doing that right there.
Is that what that did?
Come here, officer. Come on, huh?
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
Just a warning.
Still writing me up. What?
All right. It's a busy morning. We got a lot of stuff to catch up on. But right off the bat, we're going to tell you it's going to be sunshine, windy today, high of 74, 77, the high tomorrow. And they say weekend-wise, as we get ready to celebrate Nevada Day. Nevada Day is officially celebrated tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
So a lot of people have the day off, but 62 right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news. Got that for you in a couple of minutes.
Hugh Hefner, possibly back from the dead?
What?
I know.
All right, more on that and other stories after Pat Benatar.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full-service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Well, Netflix's top most watched shows have been revealed. It is worth mentioning that the data didn't come from Netflix. It comes from a company called Activate that does some of these compilations. Top 10. This is most watched shows on Netflix. Top 10. Number one, The Office.
Wow.
The Office is number one.
Still.
Yes. And I still hear people in here talking about The Office, and that's where they've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Friends, Morty, do you watch The Office? Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah,
it?
I've watched it like three times.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. There
See,
you
I've
go.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
If you're looking for a show with one-liners to use in your life, watch The Office.
Yes, definitely.
And is it the one with Steve Carell?
Yeah.
And Rainey, who's... we've had him on the show. I can't think of him now.
I know.
The guy with the glasses.
Yeah, that one. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Nick Offerman, and there's some great people in that show. And then if you want to see where that came from, why they did it, watch the original Office, the British version. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Which is even funnier.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Friends, number two. Grey's Anatomy, number three. NCIS, 4. Criminal Minds, 5. You go on down, then there's Shameless, Orange is the New Black, of course, Supernatural, Parks and Rec, Ozark. Now, Stranger Things isn't even on there, but again, this isn't from Netflix, and that's also a newer show, so it hasn't been around quite as long for people to watch, as long as they've been watching these others.
I can't wait for Ozark to come back.
Yeah, I know it. I know. What is it, season two or three?
Three
right? Yeah. Keanu Reeves reportedly in talks to join the Fast and Furious franchise. The director says that I sat down with him and we're talking about it. I wanted him to be in the Fast universe for a very long time. We're just trying to find, something.
Yeah.
Something that he can do. And it's hard finding the time with his schedule and our shooting schedules and all that. But they're trying to work it out. So he said, my fervent desire is to bring him into this franchise for sure. So okay.
He should go in as John Wick.
He'd probably be right? Yeah. Yes. He should go into every movie as that, actually. Right. Bill and Ted and John Wick. and Hugh Hefner's former girlfriends, man, I'd like to be a fly on the wall, Holly Madison and Bridget Marquardt, going to hold a seance at Holly's house. And, I heard that music. Ghost Adventure star Patty Negri is going to help them communicate with Hugh Hefner.
Wow.
It's being held on October 30th, and they're hoping to contact Hef and that he shows up and they can speak to him.
Wow.
I know, exactly.
There's only two of them, though.
Yeah, there's only the two. The other one is married. I can't remember which one is she married. Hank, what's her name? I can't remember her name, but so I guess we'll see what happens. You know, he's going to show up in his smoking jacket, right?
Just, hey, how's it going?
Yes, exactly. Hey, Hugh, how you doing?
Everything okay?
Man. Same old Hugh.
That's I would him. Watch that.
It's him. Close that.
Yeah.
Close that. Tie that smoking jacket.
Hasn't changed.
Spirit's going to go take a nap.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, I'm sure a lot of people would watch that, whether Hugh shows up or not. Yeah. Holly and Bridget, you know, that's...
I'll come back, but you have to be naked.
Right, exactly. And I'm sure the conversation will be compelling.
Very. You can score your own share of the Wham! Starting at 8 o'clock this morning. All local winners, local cash, $100 bill. We'll give it to you. Just be listening at 8 o'clock. And, of course, when you win that, you're automatically qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. You want to find out all the details about how you can score your share of the Wham! We call it walking around money.
Yep.
To treat yourself, to do something nice for yourself. Here's a hundy. Do it. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. You know, you had mentioned that seance that former Playboy Playmates are trying to bring Hef back.
Right.
Did you ever have you ever been a part of a seance? 702-739-9636. If you've ever done one.
Right.
I know the Ouija board, when you were kids, you'd, you know, pick up the Ouija board and try that.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. Oh, wow. Yeah.
But a seance, has anybody ever done a seance where it's worked?
Right. Yeah, really. Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
I mean,
about.
I know that, you know, there have been a lot of unsuccessful ones.
Mm-hmm.
But are there any out there that did work and there was some unusual activity?
Where you're sitting around in a circle holding hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And you bring somebody or try and bring somebody back.
Right, come to the light. Mm. Come to the light. Mm. Yes.
All of a sudden you hear.
Oh, geez. No, 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 no.
You know what? Seriously, though.
Doom, impending doom.
Text or call.
Follow my voice.
Yes, yeah.
Follow my voice.
702-739-9636. If you've ever been a part of a seance, dial it up this morning. 702-739-9636. It's MJ and Beat It.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so there's a couple of former Playboy Playmates.
Yes.
Planning to do a seance to bring Hef back.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Going to bring the Hef back.
So we wanted to know if you've ever been a part of a seance.
Yeah.
A seance where you tried to bring somebody back. Who was it? How did it go?
Oh, boy.
Steph's on the phone. Steph, did you do it?
I wasn't there, but my parents were doing this in our house.
Oh, boy.
They were on the Ouija board, and the spirit kept saying there was evil under the green blanket.
What?
Okay. So my mom gets totally freaked out, comes check all of our bedrooms, and my brother's bed had a green blanket.
Oh, jeez.
They burned it that night.
Oh!
I'm glad I wasn't home, because I probably wouldn't have wanted to sleep in my house again. But they told me, like, a couple days later what happened.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh!
Why do I think there were some highballs and some Manhattans?
You think Mom and Dad were drinking the old fashions that night?
Open the bottle of vermouth.
No, we gotta go and see what's going on in Bobby's room. There's something going.
Burn the blanket!
Get rid of the green blanket. Get it out of there.
Sandy, what about you? Did you ever do a seance?
It was me and my mom and a bunch of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
We knew a lady who was a psychic, and we actually went to her house for a psychic reading. And it turned out that my grandma talked to her, and my grandma had been dead for probably about a year and a half, 2 years at that time.
Okay.
And she told my mom told the lady my mom's nickname and knew my mom's favorite color and things like that. Like things we had never told the lady, because she just asked us our basic information, like our first names and like our ages and stuff like that.
Right.
And then she also got to hear from her dad.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool. I thought it was so awesome.
Because
all the stuff that they knew about you, you know, it was awesome. I was just like, that is so cool.
I I'm skeptical.
Are you?
I'm skeptical. I am. I did a seance once. Me, Loretta, and Lisa, and their little brother. And I was like 8.
And the little brother.
And the little brother.
How old was the brother?
Was
like 4?
5. Here's the really sad thing. And this is, it was sad, and then, but we tried to do this. Little brother, 5 years old, he and his best friend at the time were riding a bike. His best friend got hit by a car like a year before, was killed.
Oh.
It's the saddest thing.
Oh.
So little Joey, we thought, oh, we're going to bring back his friend Jamie. That's what we're going to do. And then the older sister, Lisa, or Linda, she was 9, I was 8. Linda took a flashlight and started shining it on the wall, and we were all freaked out. And it was horrible, and, you know, a bunch of screaming girls. And but little Joey thought, oh my God, Jamie's back. It was awful. It was just awful.
Oh my God.
Awful. Hilarious now, but awful at the time.
You can score free wham. We're talking about walking around money. Starting at 8 o'clock, a little less than an hour from now, your first chance to win. And, of course, right through 5 o'clock, local money, local winners
yes.
all day long. So details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 7:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up Thursday morning. Thursday night football tonight, big weekend on tap for the weekend.
Yes.
And just an update on the poll we threw up there on our website. What was it? Monday.
Yeah.
Between my Bears, your Lions, and Morty's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
All three teams suck.
They do.
But who sucked the best? What team sucks the best? Evidently, the Bears. This is the only category where they can win.
Sucks wow. the best or they sucks the
well,
most?
They suck the most.
Suck
yeah.
the most.
Yeah. Yes. We put up there who and it's funny because this is from Bears fans who have
right.
commented on this too and said, I'm sorry, I got to go with but the Bears. They're the worst this season.
So
I
the
thought
Bears.
The Lions would really, just because nobody cares about them, or the Steelers because people really hate them.
Well,
but
yeah.
no.
You will be shocked. Shocked. By this stat, the Bears are leading 52%. They have 52% of the
vote. Wow, okay.
Followed by Morty's Steelers.
Wow.
Or as people on Facebook have called yeah. them, from Turdsburg.
Yeah, God.
They have 30%. And the
wow.
Lions,
really?
Who clearly suck the least, only have 17%.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, we're winning one thing. One
yes.
poll in the country, in the
yes.
world.
Yes, good
we're
for
winning.
The lot. So you got to feel good about that.
Oh, that makes me happy.
All three franchises have some kind of
like,
problem.
Right.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
your Lions have two of the best players, I think, to ever
yeah.
play in the league. And
I
two
know.
Of them retired purposely because they didn't want to be on the team.
Right, right. They just need to learn to play together. That's all. They just yeah. got to learn to play together.
The Steelers just...
I know.
All right. So
I know.
If you
and the
wanna,
Bears, too. I don't know what...
Yeah, I know.
I
we had such promise.
I know.
If you want to vote or give us your opinion, you can do that on our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right. A few things we think you should know. Got that coming up for you after Queen and Killer Queen.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So listen to this. The average Uber tip, about $3. That seems really, wow.
Is that
okay.
low?
I don't know. It seems like not, depending on how far you go. I mean, if you're going a short distance, but I think I overtip Uber and Lyft drivers. Almost 60% of people who take Uber and Lyft never tip.
What?
They don't tip. Yeah. They don't tip. Especially
wow.
if the driver, they say, has an old car or maybe they brake hard, something like that. Or,
uh-huh.
you know, they don't know they're driving on the wrong side of the street, you know.
And almost get you killed.
Oh, jeez. Men tend to tip a little more than women,
well,
especially if the driver's a female.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now, people in rural areas and small cities, they tip the most. People in big cities don't tip as well. So just take care of your driver. That's all. Now, if you get the same driver again, they say you actually tip more. It's kind of like, sorry.
Yeah.
And then, God forbid, you get him like a third time. Ah, God, you got to give him a better tip. That's how it seems to go up.
I'll catch up with you next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly. A survey of sleep habits found out that 8% of us sleep naked.
That's it?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was more than that. I know.
Somebody's lying.
I agree. Not like, you know, there's naked and then there's like undies. you know, but yeah. But that's naked. All right. I think so.
I mean, naked is naked, too. Right?
Naked is naked. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. I sleep naked just in case burglars come in. Just want them to turn back around. Yeah. Oh, keep walking. Keep walking. Ooh, boy.
I mean, sometimes not to get this picture in your head.
No.
Of this morning show. Yeah. But sometimes I'll wear socks to bed.
Just
socks.
That is a great picture, yeah. Though.
And by the way, they're black socks.
Okay, so get cold. I get you.
Okay.
Most popular position is on the side.
Yep.
Now, listen to this, what they found in the sleep study. 57% of the people said they brush their teeth before bed. That means 43% don't. So, so you have dog breath in the morning. That's all I'm saying.
Come here, honey.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. That's it. What if you're kissing that person first thing in the morning? Ew. Keep that in mind. And by the way, Walmart kicking off the holiday shopping season tomorrow night at midnight.
What?
Yes. Yes.
It's only October. It's not even Halloween.
I know. They say because there are 6 less shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. It's a short bit of time in between those two this year. So their holiday sale starts tomorrow night at midnight. It'll be on their website. They've got a ton of deals already on home appliances, TVs, all of that stuff. So I don't know. A lot of people really upset about this. It's too early. I don't know. Is it too early? No. I don't know. You know,
put it on layaway.
Yeah, well, there. And then it's not too early, yeah. Right? I
always
don't know.
Put it on layaway because you don't never know if a Jason Momoa or someone's going to go in and pay off everyone's debt.
Yeah, there. Yes, that's leave it in there. Exactly.
That's what you're hoping.
I do it every year.
Yeah, that's right.
Crossing my fingers someone does it. Yeah. Oprah's not going to go to Arroyo Shopping Center.
You don't know that. You don't know. Wow. She bought somebody a new phone because it was all gnarly and cracked. You don't know. It is Thursday, baby. A few things you should know.
People are texting in. I thought they would just vote on our poll, football poll.
No, there are people now texting in. This is hilarious. Now, Rebecca says, you know what? I'm a Steelers fan. Born there. Always love the Steelers. People are just jealous, Morty. Because that's what I was saying earlier. Because you're winners. She said, because we have 6 Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get technical, we have 7. Because right before NFL came along, there was a championship game. And we kicked the Browns' butt. I guess they're your big rivals. Wish they were our rivals. And we're the only team that's made it to the playoffs every year. Well, I don't know about that.
Except for last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Where we lost to the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah. How?
There you go.
And now Rob said, well, could be worse, you guys. You could be Dolphins fans like me.
Oh, and 16. Oh, and 16.
I know. Says my wife's an Arizona Cardinals fan. We have season tickets, and they're trending up, so at least we have that.
That's about all you have, right?
Do you stick by like a... And I know, Mike, you haven't always had winning seasons. You know, do you have a team that you stick by because they just suck?
We had a friend one time that said, hey, why don't you... You know, I'm a Chicago... Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And did I mention Bears?
Yes, yeah. Well, White Sox, you get heat for that.
And one time a friend of ours said, why don't you just change teams? What are you, nuts?
No, you can't change
teams.
What
world do you live in where you just change teams? Yeah. You don't just change teams.
Generally, you have a team. You can like other teams. There are a lot of other teams I really like. Of course, but your team, people tell me that all the time.
Right.
When I tell them I'm a Lions fan or a Tigers fan, they look at me like I have a disease. It's like, oh God, I'm so sorry. It's just a team.
Now Jody is a Padre fan when it comes to baseball.
Right.
She lived down there. So by marriage, and my National League team is being a Padre fan.
Okay.
And people go, oh, Padres, they suck. They suck, but it's San Diego.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love going down to
San Diego? Yes. Yeah.
Is that a thing, though? Like, if you're married, like, you automatically...
I don't think it's automatic, but I think to keep the marriage, I guess.
Right.
I mean, I have a wife that loves baseball.
Yeah.
She loves going to baseball games.
Right.
Spring training, we do it all.
Yeah.
Why would I... You know, put a wedge between
why
that.
Rock going, that boat?
Well, I'm not going to support the Padres. So I think most people would say, yeah. I mean, my wife's a fan, so as long as it doesn't infringe on my fanship,
right? Right.
I think then you do it.
Because as an outsider, I'm like, man, you're a traitor.
Oh, no. Wow. See, my American League team is the White Sox.
Right.
But National League is the Padres.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the person I'm with is an Orioles fan, so suck more. Shit.
Yes, if you're going to be with somebody, Carla, it's best to be with somebody who has teams that suck more than your team.
Thanks, Ange. Yes, exactly.
And Baltimore does suck more.
Oh,
I mean, in everything, just about.
Yeah,
I know. Anybody else go through that split marriage of supporting teams? 702-739-9636. We're talking about those split marriages, those mixed marriages where you know, you're rooting for one team and the other person's rooting for another team. And I didn't think it was, that big of a deal, but the phone lines blew up, people texting in.
Yeah, it's a big deal. One of our listeners said, no way, no switching teams. I'm a Giants fan. My husband's a Cowboys fan. Too bad.
See, that same division.
Yeah.
That has to be hard.
Yeah, that's got
to
be. Well, yeah. And that's what somebody said. I'm a Packers fan. But by that logic, I guess I'm also a Bengals fan since I love my husband dearly.
Okay.
At least they're not in my division.
Right.
She said, but we do agree on hockey. Go Knights, go. Steve says, I'm originally from Boston. I cheer for my teams first, no matter where I live. My teams are having a great 21st century. 6 Super Bowls, you think so? Steve, 4 World Series, 1 NBA champion,
blah, 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 Stanley Cup.
However, people need to realize that the Patriots and Red Sox went through many years of mediocrity until now.
Yeah.
Bruins have only won one Stanley Cup since 1972. Odds are the Patriots will fade back into obscurity once Tom Brady retires. So.
Okay. And probably. For that texter?
Yeah.
Bears 1986 Super Bowl.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go.
Read it
and win.
Yeah, Lions.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Nancy, what about you?
Okay, I'm from Chicago, so I'm a Cubs fan. My husband's from the L.A. area, so he's a Dodgers fan.
Oh, yeah.
And when the Cubs beat the Dodgers for the World Series, you know, going into it, oh, there was chaos.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, that.
I grew up in Houston. I moved from Chicago. I grew up in Houston, so I'm rooting for the Astros right now.
See, we change our alliance, don't we, depending on who goes to the World Series or the Super Bowl.
But I think more women tend to do that than men.
Oh, no, I have three teams. The Cubs, this is the order, the Cubs, Dodgers, and then the Astros.
But see, those are all...
Didn't make it.
Oh, boy, look at, he's shouting in the background.
I know.
All right, well, you know, let's see if the Astros can come back for your sake.
Yep.
Oh, God, that game was awful last night. They played like Little League kids. It was terrible.
But I overheard Nancy say if they don't, she'll become a Nationals fan. So, not a problem.
Love the fact that women can go both ways easier than men.
We sure can, Mike.
Can't you?
Yes, we can.
Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nancy.
Christy.
You know, I go through the same thing because I'm a Niner fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm diehard. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
I've been with them since day one, since I was 5 years old.
Right on.
My husband is a Rams fan.
Oh.
Baseball, my husband's a Dodger fan, and I'm an Oakland A's fan.
Okay.
And,
right.
You know,
all
we have that rivalry thing, but, you know, when you're married, you know what, you kind of got to go with your other spouse, but I'm still going to be an Oakland A's fan all my life.
Good for you.
You know, they might be coming to Vegas.
I know.
Rumors.
I know, right? I'll be at that game, guarantee it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I go all the way back to Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Steve Young, and even though they had their hard times, I was still a fan.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to make this call now when they're, what, 6-7-0?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right? I'll call you when they're nothing. And have a good day, guys.
To win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go. It's time for a little wham money. The wham code word this hour is Bonnie.
Bonnie. B-O-N-N-I-E. Bonnie.
Text Bonnie to 59457. That is 59457. Or you can enter it online at 963kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app. Once again, this hour's Wham Word, Bonnie. Spell it correctly. Make sure you get it out there before 8:15 for your chance to put $100 in your pocket and qualify for $5,000. Big grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, Bonnie. Good luck.
Wham word, it's Bonnie, like in Bonnie Springs, B-O-N-N-I-E. We're talking $100 in Wham money. Walking around money to treat yourself to something nice. Now, of course, if you win the Hyundai, you qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. You still have a couple of more minutes. 59457, text that word or enter it through the KKLZ website, 963kklz.com, or through the free app. A couple of minutes to do it. Bonnie is the word, B-O-N-N-I-E. Good luck. We'd love another KKLZ listener.
Sure would.
To win this morning to start the Thursday off.
Yes.
A couple of texts from last hour talking about, boy, you know what? Text lines blew up.
Oh, they sure did. If you support a losing team or if you have to support your spouse's team.
Right.
Well, Diane says, I'm a loyal fan, but when my team's not in the playoffs or the finals, I'll just root for whoever I might like to see win the game. Now, just because I root for another team if my team's not playing doesn't mean, Mike, that I've flipped. I'm not their fan. I'm a cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
Women don't flip. We cheer.
Oh, is that
Mike?
What you do?
Yes. Okay. Hockey, VGK, football, Niners, baseball, Giants. All there right. You go.
Go Knights, go.
Yes.
Colleen's on the phone. Colleen, how are you this morning?
I am great, and I am a diehard Lions fan.
Oh, my gosh. Colleen.
I've been watching every Super Bowl since the first one, and I just got to tell Carla, my grandnephew bought my brother, they all live in Michigan, a shirt that says it all. It has a picture, it's got the Lions emblem on it, the Lions, and the shirt says, once before I die.
Oh, that's great.
That's
I'm going to have
need.
To get me one of those. Yeah.
I know. Me too. Is that that? It does not. That says it all.
Yeah. We just, I don't know what it is that we just can't seem to do, but we can't.
Well, I don't know who puts your schedule together, but they're always better teams.
They're always way better teams. Maybe they should talk to us, Colleen, about putting that schedule together.
Against the Browns, the Jets.
I think we need to have a preseason confab over this whole thing next year. I mean, when you've got somebody the quality of our quarterback.
I know.
Come on.
He's a good quarterback, but...
He's amazing.
Yep,
right,
I know.
Well, let's see what happens this weekend,
Colleen.
Colleen,
we got to keep in touch. Let's see what happens this weekend. Let's talk next week for sure.
Have a good day.
We will. All right.
Bye, girl.
Joe, tell Carla where you're from.
I'm from Detroit. My husband's from Chicago.
Oh.
So that's a whole... Yeah,
oh, my.
Yeah, every sport, every season is just nasty.
On every level.
We are both Golden Knights fans, though, which is great. We've been out here for a long time.
Good.
And I would like to say the one thing we are very happy about is this is a no pinstripe World Series.
Yay!
Yay! The Yankees, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. We're very happy about that.
Well put.
That's great. Thanks for the call.
Love it. All right. Carla has some, her take, another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Punky Brewster. It's a revival.
Wow. Mm-hmm. More on that and other stories after Queen, crazy little thing called Love.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full service HR support, visit Insperity.com. Well, Freddie Prinze Jr. has joined the cast of the Punky Brewster revival. This show is huge, man.
Really?
Yes. He's going to play Punky's ex-husband. Mike, I'm heartbroken at the idea of Punky being divorced.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wasn't she supposed to marry...
Yeah, I know. I can't remember who it was on. Yeah. I know. Yes, but yeah. He plays her ex-husband. This breaks my heart that Punk is divorced.
My oldest daughter, Nicole.
Right. That's why I brought this up.
Loved Punky Brewster to the point where she dressed like her.
Yeah.
When she went to school, around the house. wore the hats.
Yes.
Everything.
Lots of little girls did, and it was such a cute look. It really was. Lots of big girls did, too. So it was a huge,
and
yeah.
And still do. But,
yeah. But okay. Yes, it is coming back. Freddie Prinze Jr. going to be on there. I don't like that she's divorced.
It happens, Carla. In life,
I guess,
you know.
So Punky wasn't supposed to get divorced.
Not everybody's meant for everybody.
Oh no, that's very true, Mike, isn't it? Jeez, it's okay. I have a new edge trimmer.
Alyssa,
you know, we've talked about this before. I'm not a big fan of horror flicks. Well, a list came out of Halloween movies, good ones for people who don't like scary movies. And that includes Edward Scissorhands, great movie.
Uh-huh.
The Craft, Death Becomes Her, Hocus Pocus, Casper, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
So there you go. Adam's Family, Values, like that. So those are kind of fun, but you get a little spooky. And he was just here this past weekend, Phil Collins reissuing his 1989 album, But Seriously, it's the 30th anniversary of that. And it's going to be pressed. It's vinyl. It's going to be pressed on turquoise vinyl. And it will include just all tons of hits that were on there. Do you remember I Wish It Would Rain Down, Another Day in Paradise, among so many other hits on that one. And not to be left out, Coldplay releasing a double album in time for the holidays. So your move, Nickelback. Yeah.
Ball's in your court.
That's right.
Wow. Hey, you were talking about Halloween.
Yes.
So many things on the KKLZ website. You can check out tips and tricks for Halloween at 96.3KKLZ.com. We have a whole bunch of spooky stuff on there.
Yeah.
And some cool trick-or-treat stuff. You can also win tickets to ride Slotzilla downtown at the Fremont Street Experience.
Nice.
You've done that before.
I sure have, and it's a blast. It really is.
Love the video. But all that and a lot more on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. You know, here's something else I heard, Carla, and I immediately thought about you.
Uh-oh.
This is a guy on a subway singing Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
But he's wearing the earbuds. So he's wearing the earbuds, just looking out the window, minding his own business. But he's singing, you know, normally when you have the earbuds on, like Jody will say, sing to yourself.
Right, right.
In your own mind. This guy's not doing that.
Jeez.
He's singing out loud. And listen to what some of the other people do while he's singing. She tried.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
She tried. Listen again. Oh, hold on.
I love that. That is great.
And now they're dating.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a match made on the New York subway. So I know Bon Jovi's your jam.
Yes, it is. That's my karaoke jam. Hello.
That's your karaoke jam.
Yeah,
sure
is.
Thought you'd like that.
Love that.
Journey, don't stop believing.
Hey, wake up.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets for Bryan Adams coming back to Vegas in April of next year. These tickets don't go on sale until Friday morning, tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock. You have a chance to win them before you can buy them. He's going to, he's of course going to be over at the, what is it, Wynn?
Yeah.
Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas.
Next year.
So here you go, being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater. Who is that?
Settle down. All right.
Tuning in.
Here it is.
Look into your heart and you will find
there's nothing there to hide. Take me as I am. Take my life.
I would give it all. I would sacrifice.
That's your opera there. That's what that is.
If you could identify that Bryan Adams song by title from those lyrics, and we got the phone lines on hold right now after we get through news and weather, We'll look for caller number 9-702-739-9636. I want to give it to you one more time. It's a little different than we normally do, the cadence.
Yes, yes.
Carla trying to throw people off, John.
Exactly. Hello.
Here it is.
Look into your heart and you will find.
There's nothing there to hide. Take me as I am. Take my life.
I would give it all. I would sacrifice.
All right, so good luck. All right, giving away those tickets for Bryan Adams before you could buy them with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Look into your heart and you will find.
There's nothing there to hide. Take me as I am. Take my life.
I would give it all. I would sacrifice.
All right, all you have to do is identify from those lyrics the Bryan Adams song by title. And we have Sally on the phone. Sally, can you do it?
Yes. Everything I do it for you.
Oh, Sally.
Yes.
You got it. You got it. And thank you. Thank you, Sally. Thank you.
Sally's at work, I think.
Yeah, I know. Sally, are you at work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, of course. Right.
I'm good, though.
Okay. You got the tickets. You won them before you could even buy them. They go on sale tomorrow. You already have a pair from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show at work.
Oh, every day. Thank you.
Congratulating another KKLZ listener, Elizabeth Kekala, who got the call from Morty telling her she won $100.
Oh, cool. All right.
Congratulations.
I've been forever.
What are you going to do with the money?
Try groceries.
Love it. You know what? Free groceries.
Yes, exactly.
With a $100 bill. Your next chance to cash in on the Wham! Coming up after the Eagles.
It's time to win some Wham! On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Time to give away another $100 with a little bit of Wham money. The Wham code word this hour, alien.
Alien, A-L-I-E-N, alien.
That is the word you need to text off to 59457. Text alien to 59457, or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or the KKLZ app on your phone. Once again, the Wham word, alien. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your chance at $100 and to qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Once again, this hour's Wham code word, alien. Good luck.
Put a little Wham in your pocket, $100. Still have time to text the word alien. That's the code word, alien, to 59457. Or enter it on the KKLZ website, 96.3kklz.com, or through the free app. Alien the word. Still have a couple of more minutes to do that. Would love to hand out some free money to another KKLZ listener. 907, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Weird, wild, wacky stories. You never know what's going to come up.
No, you do not.
Other news coming up after Aerosmith.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This just never works out. Seems like a good idea on paper. Guy from Michigan was busted last month for using his wife's passport.
Oh, oopsie.
To try to sneak his mistress in from Macedonia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, how they met.
Everything there is going to go wrong. It just is.
Now he and the mistress are facing jail time. Up to 10 years in prison.
Wow. Well, yeah, I would imagine.
She Jeez. Better have been worth it.
Well, she's from Macedonia.
Uh-huh.
Gosh. Wow.
Okay. I have to be careful with this story. This was a name prank.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know the name pranks when you
yes.
when you page somebody.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes.
Somebody filmed a guy at a call center dialing the phone and asking to speak to Tess.
Yes.
So he's reading the name from a piece of paper. The person on the other end seems to want more information, so he says the full name.
What is the last name?
Tickle.
You're looking for Tickle.
Tickle.
Tess.
Apparently
Tickle?
They
Ms.
wanted
Tickle?
it. they kept wanting to hear it.
They're a Miss Tickle Test Tickle.
When the guy figured out, oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And hung up the phone.
We have Testify here, but no Test Tickle. I'm so sorry about that. Listen, speaking of which, the Kandusky Haunted House in Kandusky, Maine. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't measure their success by money or how much people are screaming. They measure it by how many people wet their pants after going through.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a high bar.
I know. The manager says if one person wets their pants, that's okay. But if two or three wet their pants, we know we did a great job. More than five a night wet their pants? Amazing.
High fives everywhere.
Exactly. They say it's one of the scariest attractions in the whole state of Maine. They have Pennywise the Clown, and they have, of course, a guy wielding a chainsaw. So, if you don't
have you ever been that scared
there,
where you've wet your pants?
I never have.
Morty?
Have done that.
No,
that
I've
I haven't
laughed.
Done. Yes, I've laughed. And
when
yeah.
you peed your pants?
Yeah, didn't. Well, you get a little bit of dribblage. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've laughed so hard I've had the dribblage.
A little leakage there.
Yes, exactly.
That was funny.
Oh, man.
Okay.
And a Boost Mobile employee from Philly being hailed as a hero. She trapped a robber in her store. Working alone, the thief entered the store, demanded money. She told the man, I don't have any money, but can you wait a few minutes? I'll give you money. I have another employee outside. So she went outside and she locked the door.
Uh-oh.
And he was still in there. Hi, hello? Anybody? I just, yeah. Okay, I get what we did here. I see. She called 911. They were there. They came on over, and apparently he had a gun. He pulled a gun out at that point. They had to shoot. They shot through the windows. Everybody was okay, but they got him out of there. Yeah. Wait here just a second. I'm going to go get some money, and I will be right back, okay? And I wet my pants, too. It is Thursday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
As we do every morning, we'd like to end the show with a good news story. Listen to how cute this is. Always exciting to have the tooth fairy visit you, right? When you put that tooth under your pillow. Well, what if you don't have your tooth? Well, boy, first grade, 6 years old, he lost one of his teeth. It was loose.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't even know he lost it. And he panicked. They were playing ball outside, you know, on the playground. They don't know if he swallowed it or it maybe fell on the ground. So all the parents and teachers at this Wisconsin school, they scoured the playground. Nobody could find his tooth.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he went to the principal, and the principal said, you know what, here's what we'll do. We'll write a letter. We'll write a letter to the tooth fairy. So the principal wrote, dear tooth fairy, today the student, they don't mention his name because he's so young, lost a tooth while playing outside at recess. Unfortunately, it was lost in the, there's a game they play called Gaga Ball. Uh-huh. It was lost in the Gaga Pit, we think. Despite the valiant efforts of an intrepid search team, we were unable to recover the tooth. As a trained principal and hobby dentist, I can verify there's definitely a gap in those teeth. And it wasn't there this morning when he came to school. So please accept this letter as official verification of a lost tooth and provide the standard monetary exchange rate you normally would leave for a real tooth. And then he went on to write, P.S. I'm still waiting for the money from my wisdom teeth from 1987. Please remit as soon as possible.
But that's a different letter.
Yes.
Altogether.
Yeah, the boy did end up getting $5 for the tooth.
Wow.
I know.
Because that's what I was thinking. Just leave a note or something and then that has to work.
Yeah, exactly. So there's verification, you know, the principal variable. Why would a principal lie, you know? So how great is that?
That's awesome. That is really awesome that the principal would take time out. Because it means a lot to a little kid.
It
you
does.
Lose your tooth. That's money.
Yeah.
That's money in the bank.
It is. And I love the official, provide the standard monetary exchange.
Used official language and everything.
I know.
Well, the tooth fairy is very busy, and sometimes, that works instead of a tooth.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, any feel-good story you might have, we want to hear about it.
Yes,
just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, the first of three today, sponsored by Inspirity for employee benefits, full-service HR support. Got to go to Inspirity.com. Recapping the show, Well, we're trying to, I can't wait for the seance by these former Playboy Playmates to bring Hugh back. They're doing.
Aw.
So we talked about people who had been at a seance, if you've ever done one, and Carla's story, the one when she was only 8 years old.
Oh, it was awful. It was
and your friend's
awful.
Little brother.
Yeah, I had lost a friend at a very young age in a car accident, and we tried to bring him back, and Linda, the oldest sister, as usual, with the flashlight. Oh, freaked out. Oh.
Divided homes when it comes to sports. If you're married to somebody who's like a Packer fan, you're a Bear fan, boy, it normally doesn't work, but you get through it, I guess you do.
Yeah, you do.
And it was all women calling
up.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
And the latest winner of Wham, another KKLZ listener.
Yes.
Albert Perales got the call from Morning and his reaction.
Right on, my man. Right on.
Congratulations. What are you going to do with the money?
I don't know, man. Take my wife out to eat. That would be a good thing.
There you go. That's the way you spend
really
it.
Nice.
Spend
yes,
it on you or taking somebody else out, whatever the case may be. But the best news, he's now qualified, Carla, for that $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win some Wham, some walking around money, in about 20 minutes with Wendy Rush. You have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.